So we heard earlier how a 12th century tidal wave made Harwich's fortune. Can you tell us about a 20th century disaster that occurred locally?
I mean, one of the most famous, or should I probably say infamous actually, disasters to befall Harwich was back in 1953. And actually it was a huge, I think they called it a tidal surge, which affected the whole of the East Anglian coast, but particularly here in Harwich. It was quite devastating. Here at the Angel Gates almshouses, they say that some of the bricks still hold the seawater from that great tidal surge back in 53. And actually the flood itself reached just below the second story windows. I mean, that's how high it got. And Angel Gate was just one of the areas that was devastated by the flood on that night. The first warning came quite late in the evening, about 10:30 on January the 31st, and that's when the water began to breach the quay wall, and an hour later it flooded the largely residential Bathside area on the west side of the headland. Into the early hours of the morning, most of Old Harwich was under about an average of 6 feet of water. Residents were quickly evacuated by police, and the rescue work continued throughout the next day. In all, Harwich remained underwater for 5 days. And about 700 families were made homeless, and tragically 8 people lost their lives. To house everyone who was affected by the floods, they set up caravans on the green, and others found shelters with friends and families. I suppose that Dunkirk spirit, the Blitz spirit, people really got together to help out. And actually it wasn't until December the following year